This is Ozarks at Large for Memorial Day 2013. Happy Monday. The past week, the state of Arkansas lost one constitutional officer to resignation, and now Governor Beebe is preparing to announce a replacement. That's just one of the political and business notes Roby Brock from our content Talk Business Arkansas has in his regular Monday wrap-up.
After intense political pressure from Democrats and Republicans, Arkansas State Treasurer Martha Schaffner resigned from office in the midst of facing federal charges of extortion. Schaffner, who was arrested by the FBI last weekend, sent a letter of resignation to Governor Mike Beebe on Tuesday. Schaffner's resignation sets up a path for Beebe to name a replacement to fill out her term of office, which ends in January 2015. Beebe says he'll do so next Wednesday. Walmart announced that Dan Bartlett will become the company's new Executive Vice President of Corporate Affairs in late June. Bartlett's a former advisor to President George W. Bush, was most recently President and CEO of the U.S. arm of Hill & Knowlton Strategies, a global business advisory firm serving corporations, nonprofits, and associations in 52 countries. Dwayne Hiley, CEO of the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, testified before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee this week. That committee is examining steps that the federal government and private sector are taking to bolster the security of the electric grid against cyber attacks. Hiley said that cooperation of industry and government groups has resulted in significant standards to protect the nation's electric grid, but he also called for more information to be shared. Members of the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce are being asked to offer feedback on a potential tort reform ballot issue in 2014, and the group's CEO says a decision has not been made on whether or not to proceed. In the recently concluded legislative session, infighting among lawmakers and interest groups resulted in no tort reform measure being referred to voters in the 2014 general election. The only path for supporters of a proposal would be to collect signatures to qualify a measure for the ballot next year. Month-to-month employment numbers improved for the first time in a year as Arkansas's jobless rate fell 0.1% to 7.1% in April. 1 year ago, Arkansas's unemployment rate stood at 7.3%. The U.S. unemployment rate in April 2013 fell 0.1% to 7.5%. Labor data showed Arkansas's civilian labor force rose by an estimated 900 net new workers between March and April. That's the first monthly increase in those employed since April of 1 year ago. Finally, Governor Mike Beebe presented four Arkansas companies with the Governor's Award for Excellence in Global Trade during an awards luncheon at the Governor's Mansion on Wednesday. The award honors companies for their leadership in exporting goods and services throughout the world. This year's winners are Tyson Foods, Conway Machine Incorporated, Alliance Rubber Company of Hot Springs, and Wellspun Tubular in Little Rock. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.